Alderman Taylor.
Well, here's the reality is, we were at the meeting 2 weeks ago. We heard Alderwoman Wilhelm clearly talk about sidewalks, and all of us in the room dealt for months with sidewalks on College Avenue and how we're going to pay for it. I mean, months on that subject matter to nauseam. We all know it. How staff could not listen to what she was saying about sidewalks is beyond me. And luckily, the city attorney listened and realized that that was covered. So for that matter alone, this should not even be before us. And this is not about a negotiation with the developer. You may want 48, I mean 52. That's what you proposed. This body said 48. So you have one of two options. You can A, build 48, or B, build nothing, unless the council makes a decision tonight. That's essentially where we're at. But this really should not be before us, because the only reason it is if sidewalks weren't a part of the equation, and they clearly were. So I really question why we have this before us. But we're not at the point of negotiations here. We don't sit and negotiate at common council meetings with applicants. I mean, you had months or weeks or however long you've been working with Alderman Wilhelm on this. I've done it in my district over the years I've been doing this, and if those conversations don't go well, then at this level, I make motions or support what I feel is right for the people I represent. That's essentially what she did 2 weeks ago, and that's how this body voted unanimously. So I can't recall a time where we were negotiating up here. I mean, we may delay voting on something so staff, you know, the alderwoman or the alderman in the district can go back and try to work things out. But I don't like being put in a position where we're having to negotiate here, especially when this shouldn't even be before us.
Well, just so we're clear, this agenda item didn't happen in a vacuum. It went back and forth to the alderman in the district. So it's here because she knew about it. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, no, it's here because at 10:30 in the morning, I got an email that this was going to be coming forward, and I called looking around for Nick, and he was up in the clerk's office. And Nick was putting it together. Nick is the planner, putting it together on behalf of the applicant. And it wasn't that I knew about it. My understanding is it wouldn't come back unless it was the issue with the sidewalk. So council items are supposed to be due to the clerk by 9. She's typically pretty good about letting people go till noon. This thing was still out there after 1 o'clock. I was still waiting to see the council action sheet, and staff put that together. I didn't put that together. And I was a little surprised by the whole thing, because how can I go out and notify my constituents when I'm not even sure what this thing is going to be completely all about until 5 o'clock in the morning on a Friday, and I don't get my packet until later. And now I think we owe it to the residents to have some sort of assurance that when they come here for public meetings and a public vote, and they leave here thinking that that's what they got, that that's what's going to happen. And unless the alderman brings it back or someone brings it back, which wasn't the case here, the residents are kind of left in the dark on that. And as someone who knows the property well, has neighbors who spoke about the water issues, the density is a problem with the water issues as well, and I think that the applicants actually have a bigger issue than that, is that they still don't have an easement or a place to put their stormwater. So until they can get their stormwater issue resolved with an easement through Milwaukee County or some other solution, they don't even have to worry about the number of units. They have to worry about even making this a viable project with the stormwater issue. And I would like the respect of all the council members that I have fully vetted this. I just looked at the Peelin resolution, but it had like 12 or 13 items on the agenda, and that was one house, and this is an entire complex, and it had about the same amount of conditions as this gentleman here who just got his pass tonight. So we didn't have any reasonable amount of conditions. There were simple things in there, like blocking the garbage for the residents that I had to add. So I'm really disappointed on where this is all going and the fact that my residents have no opportunity to even comment on this. And I guess I'd like to ask the city attorney, is tabling the reconsideration appropriate, or how do we move on? Because I don't have any intentions of changing the position on this.
Mr. City Attorney.
Procedurally, there could be a motion to reconsider and then put over any further action to a next meeting. Based on the discussion here, the 100% cleanest way, if you will, vis-a-vis the record, since we did have staff that listened to the audio and went point by point, have an issue with whether or not that was included because it wasn't verbalized again on that subject. I would say entertain a motion to reconsider at this meeting and to make it 100% perfect and then act on it. If the subject matter is your sidewalk is your only concern, move that the main motion be, if the motion reconsider passes, move that. Add sidewalk to the condition number 12 that says submit a revised site plan prior to the issuance of a building permit to reflect stormwater easement and changes, comma, including but not limited to the sidewalk, comma, to those plans.
And if no motion to reconsider is made, we're at what?
That's how I would interpret it based on the audio of the last meeting. But you do have staff disagreeing with you.
Disagreeing with the sidewalk being in or out?
That it was a specified condition in that item.
Well, one thing is they only transcribed the portion of the tape where I said write it down.
Which is why the city attorney asked them to also transcribe the other item, which was sent later that day.
And that said... When I
sidewalk.
Told him to write it down, yes.
In special use.
And so I guess I would go with the opinion of the city attorney, is the sidewalk in or out?
I can't give you 100% if a motion to consider passed. I'd say 100%, it's in if that passes. I'm at 99%. I got two human beings in the basement at City Hall who listened to the audio and wrote this up, and they said, well, it's not specifically mentioned in there, even though it was mentioned earlier. So there's always room for disagreement.
Well,
it
was not only mentioned, I specifically said at the end, Mr. Deedle didn't get anything.
That's where it's at.
How can we speed this up a little bit?
We can speed it up by one of two things. Either do nothing, and we'll still have the argument about sidewalks, or reconsider it. Either table it so that we've heard the word negotiate several times tonight. What happened was not negotiation. What happened was you're going from 52 to 48. That's not negotiation.
Right. We don't have to negotiate.
You don't have to negotiate.
Right.
But you don't have to say that it's negotiation when it's not.
It's not negotiation.
And it was not.
Right.
And the applicant is asking out of respect for us the ability to talk about that so we understand the implications of that. But... back to the alderman's question. You either do nothing and the issue stays an issue, or you call it back on the table, fix the issue, make the motion again, and act on it again.
So I would move to reconsider.
Is there a second to that motion? Is there a second to the motion to reconsider?
I'll second.
All right. Discussion of motion to reconsider.
Yes.
Alderman
Miller. I want to make sure that everyone's clear on what we're opening up before we vote on this. So, city attorney, could you run this past them? Everyone run right time about, once it's open, where it could go.
If the motion passes, then the main motion is back on the floor just as it was 2 weeks ago. And... what I'm hearing from Alderwoman Wilhelm, her motion would be exactly the same as the last one, except to specify additionally the sidewalk in condition number 12.
That's correct.
Alderman Barber.
Where does the motion to reconsider the initial one that we just presented, where does that stand?
Right now, we're having discussion of the motion to reconsider, and then we'll call for a vote.
Wouldn't we ask for a vote to reconsider that?
No, that's, you are asking for a vote to reconsider the action of 2 weeks ago. That's what the motion is. So if you vote affirmatively, that means you want to talk about it some more and potentially make changes. It comes back, if that motion is successful, comes back on the table, then the motion is to, the motion would be to remake the motion from 2 weeks ago and either change the units or add the sidewalks or do both. Then you vote on that and it's over. It gets confusing, but it's really kind of simple.
Yeah. We can do this like in 2 minutes.
Yes.
Any other discussion on the motion to reconsider? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to reconsider, let me do this legally. Is there a motion to reconsider? The motion is to reconsider the action taken January 3rd, 2017 to adopt 2017-7239, a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use to allow two-story 48 multifamily senior independent living apartment complex for a use upon a property located at 3709 West College Avenue. All those in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
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 Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
No.
Alderman Taylor.
No.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
No.
So if I vote no, we still have the issue of whether the sidewalk is in or out. Mayor votes aye. Motion carries. The original motion is now, well, the original motion needs to be remade.
I'll make the original motion with the suggested language from the city attorney clarifying that the sidewalk is in.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, move on to item G8, renewal of a contract with Milwaukee County for paramedic services. This was long and involved, right, Chief? Chief Remington.
As I'm sure you all know, we provide, the Franklin Fire Department provides paramedic treatment and transport under the umbrella of a townwide EMS system. This agreement, which is substantially similar to previous agreements, outlines the requirements and conditions for both parties in that relationship. Basically, in a nutshell, Reader's Digest version, Milwaukee County provides medical direction, initial and continuing education, some records management and communication functions, as well as quality assurance. The local municipality provides the vehicle and the personnel to staff the vehicle. This agreement, that's louder than I thought it would be, was negotiated between the ICC and representatives from Milwaukee County Office of Emergency Management with input from the county fire chiefs. I guess if anybody has particular questions about it.
Alderman Wilhelm.
There's a couple in here where it talks about page 121, the patient care research and the different studies. There's also another one on 123, item M, municipality shall agree to participate in research. Is this the item that we had the gentleman come before us that was concerned?
It's, yeah, probably related to that.
So
part
if,
of why...
If we, there's, I noticed there's some check marks on different things. Is there Article 1 on page 118, the purpose and scope, there's different things that the party can check in or out of. Is there... Could that be added to check in or out of that research portion of that?
It probably could be, but it would be very difficult because then different departments would have to operate under different protocols. ALS paramedic units cross borders into other municipalities all the time. So we may have an Oak Creek ALS unit coming in to treat our residents or a Greendale Hills Corners, and they would be operating under different protocols and it would be very difficult to do that. I actually requested that that language be put back into the contract to make sure that the safeguards are in place and that it's transparent and being done correctly and ethically. And I think it was important. It was not in the original version, which kind of makes it a little bit nebulous as to whether it's going on or whether it's not going on. The fact that it's in the contract makes it transparent and makes sure that those safeguards are in place. I've been involved in EMS in 20 years, and what we do now is very different than what we did 20 years ago in terms of even something as simple as how we do CPR. And that has moved forward, and our survival rates are much higher because of research that was done within this system.
Okay. Is there a program or part of the Milwaukee County aspects that lets each municipality know what they're getting themselves into? I mean, what if, as a fire chief, you totally disagree with one of the procedures or the tests or the research? Do you have the right to, say, get together in the municipalities and all dispute it?
There's a countywide EMS oversight board that this is where that communication takes place. Anybody is invited to attend. Mayor, I think you're appointed to that board. That's where this conversation takes place. The other part of this is they've made greater efforts to inform the public beforehand. I think that's what that gentleman's efforts brought to light, is that maybe there wasn't enough effort beforehand to do the notification that they should have been doing. They've redoubled their efforts to do that, and there's now, you can even hear commercials on the radio that individuals can opt out of this, and we make that information available to them, that any individual within the county can opt out of any and all research.
That's what I'm thinking. If individuals can opt out, why can't a municipality opt out? I mean,
We've had that discussion previously when that issue came up, and the logistics of that would be very difficult. It's either we're in the system and we're doing what everybody else in the system is doing, or the system is not going to work because people will be operating under different procedures and protocols.
It would be important for me to have a level of comfort to know that you know what those programs are and that
Absolutely. You
are okay with those. So
yeah.
If I can have that assurance,
absolutely,
that you're watching that, and
yes.
I'm more comfortable with that. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Motion approved.
Second.
That's a mere point.
Alderman Mayer.
I just want to make a point. I'm going to abstain on this, but it's not that I don't feel it's in the best interest of Franklin or not. It's not a reflection on this. I'm just going to abstain.
All those in favor of the motion to approve, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion.
Abstain.
One abstention. Part of that motion, Alderman Taylor, was minor corrections.
You're correct, Your Honor.
Because there are a few here, wording problems and things like that. So, so motion carries. Four ayes, one abstention. Five ayes.
Five ayes,
one abstention. Motion carries. Move on to item G10, benefit exceptions
nine.
For the... G9. I see I crossed it off one in advance. G9, a contract between the City of Franklin
so
and
moved.
Franklin
Second.
Professional Firefighters. Alderman Mayer.
I just want to point out again, I'm going to abstain from this for the same reasons.
I will take the moment to both commend the Firefighters Union and Mr. Liberta. There was some pretty innovative discussions towards the end of this at the request of the Firefighters Union in working with the city, and both parties did an excellent job. And thank you, Mark. Thanks, Dustin.
I'm voting aye.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? One abstention. Item G10, benefits exception for the sergeants. Mr. Liberta.
Make motion to approve.
At your position, there is a memo on this that...
I don't want to hear him.
...identifies a slight discussion, a difference in the recommendation from the Personnel Committee.
Motion was to approve the sergeants.
Yes.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
No.
No. Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Four ayes, two noes, no absent, no abstention. Motion carries. G11, an ordinance to amend 178-6 relative to Emerald Ash Borer. Glenn or Jess?
Me.
Or Steve?
Your Honor, I'm gonna,
Alderman Taylor.
I'm going to, this never went back to Public Works or Environmental Commission, but before that, I'd like to actually refer to city staff, maybe our arborist, once the leaves start, you know, so you can actually see what I'm talking about when some of these areas of some of the issues, you know, there's talk like, you know, this is going to open up a can of worms, which, you know, may or may not be the case. And so this is not something that's time is of the essence. It has to happen right now. And I'd rather wait till we can, because my area that I represent has been hit really hard, the hardest by far. It'd be interesting just to do a little road trip and show staff what I'm talking about to maybe help us create something. We did get some kind of Greenfield language late in the week that I haven't been able to digest, so I'm going to refer to city staff, and then from there it can go to other committees and then eventually back to us at a later date.
So what's the motion?
To refer back to staff, or just to, yeah, we could do that.
No. You better refer it.
I'm going to refer to staff.
City engineer and staff.
And then... After then, staff can punt it to.
To what?
Hold on.
There may be a motion.
Did you have some for me here?
Yeah, right in there.
As the motion states, yeah, that's fine.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion on that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G12, the ever-present removal of 5 streetlights, Mr. Morrow.
Not sure what else to say about this. We've talked about it a few times.
I'll make a motion, Your Honor. This is, three of them are in my district, and I had 17 emails from the residents of the one on 34th and Oakwood. So unless the other, you know, two aldermen have an issue with theirs, I'll make a motion to remove all but number 3, considering the feedback I received from the residents in my area. I live in that subdivision.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Alderman Mayer?
I would also like to remove number 4 from that because of the same issues.
Is that an amendment? Is there a second to the amendment?
A second.
On the amendment to remove number 4, and we'll get to you, Glenn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Glenn?
I believe I heard the Alderman Taylor say that. Remove all of it.
Remove it from the motion.
Remove all but 3.
No, three. Just number 3.
Four. Just number 3.
And, no, then and now 4.
Now 4.
Okay.
Correct. Just not taking it. We're taking it out of the motion, but not out of the ground.
Right.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I'm going to support the motion. It is, but I just happened to look at some additional ways the city could save on using LED lighting and the different wattage. So I wanted to just pass this on. The idea is save money. This has some great ideas about how to do that, especially for municipalities and the classes of light fixtures, and actually an installation in the future on which ones you can select that are actually less costly to install. So I'll leave that with you.
And just a suggestion on that motion, since number 4 is coming out, the suggestion ought to be, and the city engineer will do it anyway, is to go look and trim some trees around that light, if this motion succeeds. All those in favor of the motion, which is take out 1 and 2, remove lights number 1, 2, and 5. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Oh, the ground.
We did already. Passed, yeah. Discussion.
As far as the trimming,
you just got the order.
What's that?
It's done.
As far as the trimming of the trees, though, where did that come in?
That the reason that that light is getting moved is, one, it's not at the end of the cul-de-sac, which is not a big deal, but it's surrounded by trees. You can't, I mean, it's in the middle of a tree.
The light isn't, though. The light actually is over the road and lights up everything.
Well,
quite nicely. So
you guys will take
care
of
it. I guess
I
would just want to make sure that the neighbors...
That's not a part of the motion. That's just...
Yes, thank you.
So that passed successfully. Yeah.
Yeah, the amendment did.
Unanimous.
Yeah.
On the main motion.
On the main motion. The both motions were unanimous.
See,
yeah,
I
we
didn't
did.
Have a vote on
no, we're not on the main.
I said on the amendment, and all those in favor signify. Said everybody said aye, okay. And then we continued with Alderwoman Mayor.
No, we didn't.
We continued with mine.
Moving 1, 2, and 5.
Okay, let's back up. On the amendment of the motion.
No, we did that on the main motion.
Okay, we'll do the main motion on the main motion, which is 1, 2, and 5.
So moved.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Really,
I think we're because we're talking about, was it that we pull them out of the ground or pull them out of the language? I think that's where we kind of got caught.
Item G13, professional services agreement with R.A. Smith, $7,400.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G14, audit agreement, city and Baker Tilly.
Second.
That's good because it's already being done. All those in favor signify,
aye.
By saying aye.
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 Any, Mr. City Attorney.
I just want to do a quick check. Double check.
Sorry.
It does say subject to technical change.
Subject to technical corrections.
The motion is subject to technical corrections by
yep.
The City Attorney. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G15, authorization to execute a purchase order.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Excuse me. Item G16, authorization to enter into a professional services agreement for HVAC. Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G17, authorization to replace the carpet.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H1, licenses, Alderman Taylor.
All right, we have the first is approved with a letter, and the rest are all approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? We're not doing business too loud for you, are we?
Yeah.
Item I1, vouchers. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers ending January 12th in the amount of $1,698,375.94. And payroll dated January 6th, 2017, in the amount of $358,798.43. And payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $203,371.16, plus city matching payments. And estimated payroll dated January 20th, 2017, in the amount of estimated at $420,000 in payments of the various payroll deductions, estimated at $373,000 plus city matching payments. And the estimated payroll for February 3rd, estimated at $377,000 in payments of the various payroll deductions, estimated at $208,000 plus city matching payments. And property tax refunds with an ending date of January 12, 2017, in the amount of $56,219,588.62.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Wait. Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstention. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.